From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Brian Naylor, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hello again, Will.
Hi, Brian. Nice to talk to you again.
It's good to chat with you. You gave listeners an interesting puzzle last week. I wondered if you would please repeat that challenge for us.
Yes, it came from listener William Young of Arlington, Virginia. I said, take the name Martin Luther, as in the famous religious leader. Rearrange these 12 letters to get the last names of two famous men who opposed each other. Who are they?
And the answer?
The answer is Hitler and Truman, who were on opposite sides in World War II.
Well, we received over 2,800 entries to that puzzle, and our randomly chosen winner is Caroline McKenzie from Portland, Maine. Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
I must admit, I've spent some of my formative years up in Portland. What do you do up there?
I'm a bartender, actually.
Whereabouts?
I work in a restaurant with a nice bar.
Oh, great.
It's very busy.
Well, it's a lovely city, and lots of nice restaurants and places.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably almost a year, maybe just a little under a year.
Well, good. So your mind sharpened and ready to go here?
I hope so, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll meet Caroline.
All right, Caroline and Brian, every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase with the initials O-R, as in operating room. For example, if I gave you the clue variety of cookie, you would say oatmeal raisin.
Hmm.
All right, number one is a Tennessee city known for nuclear research. And the first word of the two words is the name of a tree.
Oak.
Yes.
Oak Ridge.
Oak Ridge is
okay.
Correct. Number two, a televangelist who once founded a university.
Oral Roberts.
Good. It's where you set a cake to bake.
Oven rack.
Uh-huh. It separates Indiana and Kentucky.
What's the Oregon River?
No, that's a little further west.
Oh,
Indiana and Kentucky. It's where Louisville is.
Hmm.
How about the Ohio?
Ohio River, is it?
Oh, gosh.
That's good. Device for pumping petroleum from the ground.
The oil rig.
Oil rig is right.
Yeah.
A musical event in a church.
Hmm. Musical event. Organ.
Yes.
And you recital.
Hold a organ recital is correct.
Okay.
Good. A side order at a fast food restaurant.
Onion ring.
Good. Fine floor covering from Asia.
Oriental rug.
Good. A famous name in popcorn.
Orville Redenbacher.
Uh-huh. Singer with the 1968 hit, The Dock of the Bay.
Otis Redding.
Good. A tragedy by Sophocles.
What's Oedipus Rex?
Good. Oh, you're playing Jeopardy here. What is Oedipus Rex?
It's got to be in the form of a question.
Good. A California team that lost in last year's Super Bowl.
Oakland Raiders.
Uh-huh. Field of work of the Gallup Company.
Opinion polls. No, that's our...
Opinion is right.
Opinion... Opinion
and it's
results.
RE is right, and the S is right, too, R-E-S. It's what opinion research, is it?
Okay.
Russian event of 1917.
Russian event, 1917.
Hmm. It's when they, just after they threw the... Go ahead.
I was going to say revolution. And
revolution is right. And what month of the year did it take?
October.
October revolution is right. Christianity, Judaism, Islam, etc., collectively.
Organized religions.
Oh, good. Citrus bit used in marmalade.
Orange rind.
Uh-huh. 87, 89, 91, or 93 at a gas station.
Hmm.
Do you fill up your gas at the gas station?
I don't have a car. octane reading.
Octane is right. What's your second word?
I said reading, but that's probably not it. Octane...
Do you know this one, Brian?
Well, I'd say ratings, right?
That's it. Octane rating, is it?
Okay.
And here's your last one. Alternative to extra crispy at KFC.
original
yes?
recipe.
Original recipe,
yeah.
Is it?
I'm a vegetarian. Good.
Well, still, you overcame neither driving nor eating meat to figure out this puzzle.
Well, that's something.
Well, you did really well.
Thank you.
And for playing our puzzle today, Caroline, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Quite a haul there.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Tell us, Caroline, what public radio station you listen to.
It's WMEA in Portland.
Well, Caroline McKenzie from Portland, Maine, thanks for playing the puzzle with us, and cheers to everyone at the restaurant.
I will. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Now, Will, what's the challenge you have for us to work on this week?
Well, take a word meaning features of some furniture. Shift each letter halfway around the alphabet. So, for example, A would become N, B would become O, C would become P, etc. Read the result backward, and you'll name a well-known make of car. What is it? So again, a word meaning features of some furniture. Shift each letter 13 spaces up or down the alphabet. Read the result backward, and you'll name a well-known make of automobile. What auto make is it?
And when you've got that figured out or think you have, email us at puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E @npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Brian.